Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second, the right fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting third, the first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Kurt Palfrey. Batting sixth, the catcher, Charlie Lau. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting eighth, the center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Milt Pappas. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Milt Pappas. For the Minnesota Twins, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting second, the center fielder, Jimmy Hall. Batting third, the right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Don Mincher. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting sixth, the catcher, Earl Batty. Batting seventh, the left fielder, Ted Olander. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Frank Quilici. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Camilo Pasquale. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Camilo Pasquale. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Virals misplays the ball. That's an error on Virals. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder bunts towards the mound. Pasquale fields it and throws to first for the out. Aparicio moves to second. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Aparicio scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Orioles. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Virals misplays the ball. That's an error on Virals. Powell moves to second. Kurt Palfrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palfrey hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Powell moves to third. Two outs. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Quilici scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall strikes out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva takes first base on ball four. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher hits a line drive into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair strikes out. One out. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Adair moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Adair. the throw from Batty and he is safe. Adair steals third. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive towards center. Hall catches it and throws to home to double up Adair. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a pop-up towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a fly ball into left field. Bulfari settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pappas fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 0 in the game. Snyder hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Killebrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Powell strikes out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Camilo Pascual is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pascual is called out on strikes. One out. Zoilo Verals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verals is 0 for 1 in the game. Verals hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Verals moves to second. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Oliva strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 0 for 1 in the game. Bulfari hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mincher scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bulfari for the out. One out. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 0 for 1 in the game. Lau hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Lau moves to second. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Adair hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Quilici reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 1 in the game. Blair hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Orioles. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas is 0 for 0 in the game. Pappas hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Killebrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0 for 1 in the game. Mincher hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Adair reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. Killebrew hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 1 in the game. Batty hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ted Uhlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhlander is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Uhlander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair misplays the ball. That's an error on Adair. Batty moves to second. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici is 0 for 1 in the game. Quilici takes first base on ball 4. Batty moves to third. Uhlander moves to second. Bob Allison pinch hits for Camilo Pascual. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison takes first base on ball 4. Batty scores. Uhlander moves to third. Quilici moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Orioles. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Verhals hits a fly ball into left field. Bulfari settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Twins 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Merritt now pitching. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. Aparicio strikes out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder takes first base on ball 4. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Powell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Oliva. Powell reaches second base with a double. Snyder goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, Orioles. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Verhals settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 0 for 2 in the game. Bulfari hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 2 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops it up and throws to first, with Pappas covering, for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Oliva hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0 for 2 in the game. Mincher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Oliva moves to second. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 2 in the game. Killebrew hits a fly ball into left field. Bulfari settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Twins 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lau hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Adair hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lau moves to second. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Blair hits a pop-up towards first. Mincher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas is 0-for-1 in the game. Pappas hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-3 in the game. Aparicio hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Quilici settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Batty takes first base on ball 4. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ulander hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Quilici hits a line drive into left field. Bulfari settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sandy Valdespino pinch hits for Jim Merritt. Sandy Valdespino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdespino strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Twins 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Bill Plyce now pitching. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Snyder strikes out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Powell hits a fly ball into left field. Ulander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 0-for-3 in the game. Bulfari hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Robinson moves to second. Bob Johnson pinch hits for Charlie Lau. Johnny Klipstein now pitching. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhaal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Dick Brown now catching. Zoilo Verhaals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhaals is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Verhaals hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Pappas, and towards Aparicio, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-3 in the game. Hall hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Oliva hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bulfari. Oliva reaches second base with a double. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0 for 3 in the game. Mincher hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Belfari. Mincher reaches second base with a double. Oliva scores. It's 4-2, Orioles. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 3 in the game. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pappas fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Twins 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Adair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Adair. The throw from Batty and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty fires to third and picks off Adair. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Blair strikes out. 2 outs. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas is 0 for 2 in the game. Pappas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Batty hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ted Uhlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhlander is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Uhlander hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Uhlander for the out. Batty moves to second. One out. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Quilici hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Batty moves to third. Cesar Tovar pinch runs for Frank Quilici. Andy Kosko pinch hits for Johnny Klipstein. Dick Hall now pitching. Andy Kosko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tovar. The throw from Brown and he is safe. Tovar steals second. Andy Kosko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kosko hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Batty tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-3, Orioles. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Verhals hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Belfari. Verhals reaches second base with a double. Tovar scores. It's Orioles, 4, Twins, 4. Stu Miller now pitching. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 4 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops it up and throws to first, with Miller covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Twins 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Kindle now playing second base. Dave Boswell now pitching. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 4 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Boswell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Snyder hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Powell takes first base on ball four. Snyder moves to second. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Snyder moves to third. Powell moves to second. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ver Alse fields it and throws to home to get Snyder. Powell moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Kurt Palfrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palfrey is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Palfrey is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Oliva hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Nosek pinch runs for Tony Oliva. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Mincher bunts between the mound and first base. Miller scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mincher for the out. Nosek moves to second. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 4 in the game. Killebrew is walked intentionally. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Batty hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Uhlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhlander is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Uhlander hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Twins 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Joe Nosek now playing center field. Jimmy Hall now playing right field. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 3 for 4 in the game, with three singles. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mincher fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Blair bunts towards the mound. Boswell fields it and throws to first for the out. Adair moves to second. Two outs. Norm Seaburn pinch hits for Stu Miller. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn takes first base on ball four. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 5 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Adair scores. Seaburn moves to third. Aparicio moves to second. It's 5-4, Orioles. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Snyder takes first base on ball four. Mel Nelson now pitching. Rich Reese now playing left field. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Powell takes first base on ball four. Seaburn scores. Aparicio moves to third. Snyder moves to second. It's 6-4, Orioles. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk, Robinson hits a line drive towards short. Ver Alse reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Wally Bunker now pitching. Sam Bowens now playing left field. Rich Rollins pinch hits for Jerry Kindle. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Verhals hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 6, and Minnesota Twins, 4. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.